W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Don't Let's Be Beastly to the Germans, The British Occupation of Germany, 1945-49, by Daniel Cowling, narrated by Mark Elstob. Part 1. The German Problem. Chapter 1. A Strange Enemy Country. In September 1946, a group of women huddled together on one of the several long platforms inside Hamburg's vast Hauptbahnhof, central train station. They each wore a dark blue beret and matching military tunic, the latter sporting a distinctive red shield emblem on each sleeve embossed with CCG in gold lettering. It identified them as members of the Control Commission for Germany, a force of British civilians tasked with building a democracy out of the ruins of Hitler's Third Reich. But for these women, surrounded by an assortment of suitcases and bags, the first piece of business was to find their accommodation before dark. Even though it was late, the Hamburg Hauptbahnhof was a hive of activity as frantic passengers zigzagged between platforms. Above them, the grand glass and steel roof, which had stood since 1906, was a shadow of its former glory. Broken girders and smashed window panes were a reminder of several Allied bombing raids on the city that had destroyed the station's ticket office, baggage counter, and one of two brick clock towers. As a station porter hurriedly approached, the group pleaded with one of their number, 36-year-old Catherine Morris, to talk to him. "You know how to speak German. Tell him which bags are ours and where we want to go." This was something of an exaggeration. Yes, she had read the English-German textbook during their train trip from Hanover, but she'd never actually spoken the language. Yet Morris was undaunted and plucked up the courage to practice her rudimentary German for the first time. It was, she later recalled, a revelation, like crossing a bridge into another life. Before the war, Catherine Morris had written several novels chronicling life in the Nottinghamshire villages of her youth. But with the outbreak of the fighting, she had joined the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, while her brother, Robert, tragically lost his life serving with the Sherwood Foresters Regiment in Italy. Now, more than a year after VE Day, she was beginning a new posting in the British zone of occupied Germany. Her linguistic efforts worked well enough, and soon the group were on their way to requisitioned flats and houses across the city. In a few short, hesitant sentences, Morris had immersed herself into an other world of those people who had been the enemy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?